Moving on to the sixth Mishnah. Hakosev kesobes ka'aka. Someone who writes a writing of incision. That is to say, a tattoo. This person is going to get lashes. And now we're going to clarify what we mean by that. Kasa velo ki'aka. If one wrote but did not make an incision. Ki'aka velo kasav. Or one made an incision in one's skin and did not write. Eino chayav. That person is not held accountable for lashes. One is not culpable unless one writes and makes an incision with black ink or blue ink or with anything that makes a serious mark. The idea here is the way that you make a permanent tattoo, at least classically, there are more modern techniques now, but classically the way you would make a permanent tattoo is by actually creating that incision in the skin, putting the ink in that incision, and that's how that becomes a permanent mark. And according to this opening voice of the Mishnah, that's what one needs to do in order to be culpable for lashes. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Yehuda, says in the name of a more famous rabbi, who therefore is not called by the name of his father, but simply called Rabbi Shimon. So this position of Rabbi Shimon, Eino chayav ad sheyichtov sham Hashem. One is only culpable if one writes there, in that place where one has made an incision, the name. That is to say, the four-letter name of God, the truly sacred name of God, Sheneemar, Uchsovis ka'aka lo sit nubachem, ani Hashem. As it says, what does the verse say? Don't put this writing of incision, this tattoo, don't put it on you. I am God. Which Rabbi Shimon seems to read as, don't put I am God, me God, on your body there, right? The thing that you're not supposed to put there is the name. Now, we should be clear right away that Rabbi Shimon is not saying that other tattoos are allowed, but rather the only tattoo that is a biblical violation and therefore would get you lashes is a tattoo that actually is a tattoo of God's name. Apparently, a relatively common tattoo in modern tattoo parlors is in fact the four-letter name of God. So this is actually quite practical. But again, generally this is understood to mean that other tattoos are forbidden, but only at a rabbinic level. In any event, the Tosefta, the text from the same time period as the Mishnah, has an almost opposite view to Rabbi Shimon's, namely that you're only held accountable for tattooing if one tattoos the name of a false god, a foreign god, on one's body. And in fact, that's how the Babylonian Talmud, the Bavli, reads Rabbi Shimon, that actually what Rabbi Shimon is saying is not the name, the four-letter name of God, but rather the name of some alternative, some false god. In any event, later halakhic tradition does not follow Rabbi Shimon, such that any tattoo would be forbidden at a biblical level and therefore would earn one lashes.